This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion here on Friday ahead of the WASD report. Matt, what are we seeing in the grains?
Well, I mean, today is going to be mostly about the October report. You know, the overnight market had some buying after yesterday. You know, we were down a little bit there on Thursday. And to be honest, the market seems kind of noncommittal, not really wanting to do a whole lot ahead of these numbers because, quite frankly, there's guesses on both sides of corn or beans going up or down. And so with that being the case, you know, I think that that's probably going to define some of your direction. Now, I don't think unless you get outside the realm of guesses that we're going to see today's numbers have a big impact on the market moving forward. It's probably going to be more a function of, you know, what's Brazil weather look like? Are we going to continue with some of our exports and strong demand? But regardless, today's report is going to be, of course, very closely watched.
And then, Matt, like you said, if there's not much in the report that moves the market and we kind of move on it from it pretty quickly, we would then focus right on Brazil weather again, wouldn't we?
I believe so. And it sure looks like the Brazil weather situation is better than, you know, what we were worried about there for a while. No doubt about it that they were in an epic type of a drought. But at the same time, right now, it sure looks like rainfall forecasts are going to be, most of them look good. I mean, it looks to me like they're going to have a normal seeding process. And I don't wish ill will on anyone by any means, but there's no doubt if they would, I guess, maybe have some disappointing rainfall and continue into a situation where start talking about crop size being a little bit smaller.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cash back dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
December corn up a penny at 419.5. November soybeans up 3.75 at 1018.5. December soybean meal up 50 cents at 316.60. December soybean oil up 28 cents at 44.04. On the Merck, October live cattle up 15 cents at 189.32. October feeder cattle down 5 cents at 250.22. December lean hogs down 5 cents at 76.90. December pork cutout up 75 cents at 90.65. Class 3 milk up a penny at 22.61. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.